you could eventually be getting money back for that flat-screen TV you paid too much for a decade ago. That's a goal of a long-running price-fixing suit against the manufacturers who make LCD display screens for everything from TVs to laptops. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle explains.
The alleged price-fixing took place from 1998 to 2006 and involved a number of big-name electronics companies. An antitrust criminal probe by the U.S. Justice Department has already resulted in guilty pleas and almost $900 million in fines, but Washington State wants compensation for people who paid inflated prices for consumer electronics and has filed its own civil suit under the state's Consumer Protection Act. Washington Deputy Attorney General Jonathan Mark, who's in the Antitrust Division, says there's evidence executives with the LCD screen manufacturing companies met in a variety of settings to conspire to set prices.
Sometimes they did occur, you know, in restaurants. Sometimes they occurred in other settings, and we allege that they were highly organized.
For example, allegations are executives would do what are called round-robin meetings, meaning they'd meet one-on-one in different restaurants in order to disguise what was really going on. The case has dragged on for years. After all, it concerns electronics purchased more than 8 years ago. The latest tussle was over whether Washington had a right to pursue a civil action in state court against foreign electronics companies with no base of operations here. A Washington State appeals court just ruled the state does have that right. A court date for a trial is scheduled for a year from now. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.